This is Building Bridges, your community and labor report. I'm Mimi Rosenberg.
And I'm Ken Nash.
Later on Building Bridges, Wobblies on their way to victory over Starbucks in New York City. But first,
there's some lessons to learn from Argentina.
We can learn a lot from Latin America as a whole, not just Argentina.
Oh, totally.
Things are on the move there, yeah.
In 2001, Argentina's economy collapsed. Factories began closing. Foreign banks began pulling their money out of the country, leaving the poor of the country in shambles. But the workers in Argentina didn't take it laying down. Instead, they started to organize. Well, they took control over their factories, and they seized the machines, and once again started to produce without the boss to provide food and jobs. And with us now, we have activists from the Workers' Control Movement in Argentina, Carlos Alberto Barra, who is with the Unemployed Worker Movement, and Elsa Montero, who is with a worker-run medical cooperative.
And we also have Matt Feinstein, who is part of the group Fire the Boss, which is hosting the tour.
Love the name.
I love it, too. Carlos and Elsa are with, and he's going to be so good as to translate for us.
What I'm interested in is how the Argentinians look at the heavy debt service schedule that Argentina needs to refinance its debt with the IMF.
Toda imposición de medida económica.
Yes, all the impositions of these economic policies
perjudica a los intereses de nuestra sociedad.
Are prejudiced against the interests of our society.
Creemos que no tenemos que pagar ninguna deuda.
We think that we don't have to pay any debt.
El pueblo no contrajo ninguna deuda.
The people didn't contract any debt.
Intereses privados y el Estado,
private interests and the state,
son responsables de estos mal manejos.
Are the ones responsible for those bad maneuvers.
El problema de legitimidad que tienen los gobiernos desde la época de Menem.
The problem with legitimacy that happened during the government of Menem.
Desde la política electoral.
To the electoral policies.
Niegan a la democracia.
And neither to democracy.
Hay una crisis en esta política de representatividad.
There's a crisis in this system of representativity.
Está en nuestras manos tomar decisiones.
Time to take it into our own hands
y hacer oír nuestra voz.
And to follow and make our own voices heard.
La manera en que el presidente lleva adelante la cuestión de la deuda,
the way that the president took the question of debt
es sin consulta.
Is without consultation.
No consulta a la sociedad.
He did not consult the society.
Gran parte de la población de nuestro país está por debajo de la línea de pobreza.
A great percentage of the people in our country are below the line of poverty.
Hay 8 millones de indigentes y de pobres.
There are 8 million people in indigent conditions and extreme poverty.
Que no tienen ningún acceso a la salud, a la educación y al trabajo.
That have no access to health, education or work.
Apenas existe un subsidio del Estado a 2 millones de personas.
And there's only welfare for 2 million people.
De manera que desde el Estado,
the way that the state,
junto con las corporaciones económicas,
along with the economic institutions,
se impone una política de hambre.
Impose the policies of hunger.
Y seguramente no se consulta a la sociedad y al pueblo.
And surely they do not consult society or the people.
Las necesidades permanentes tenemos.
About the needs that we constantly have.
Creemos que Kirchner,
I think that Kirchner, the president,
presenta un discurso como si fuera de izquierda.
Presents a speech as if he were to the left.
Pero se arrodilla ante el FMI.
But then he's on his knees in front of the IMF.
Y de esa manera, esta sobreactuación.
And in this way, he is at their beck and call.
Se encanta mucho a la población de nuestra comunidad.
And he takes advantage of the population in our society.
One of the gifts that the resistance in Argentina has given us is the notion of taking over the factories, what you call the recuperation movement. Can you talk about that movement?
Sí, las fábricas recuperadas nacen en un momento en que todo el sistema neoliberal cae.
The movement of recuperated factories has built itself and was born in a time when many of the factories died.
Sí, sí, la impunidad de todos aquellos que vacían las fábricas y las empresas.
The impunity given to those who emptied out the factories after they went bankrupt.
Ante la mirada asombrada del gobierno que no hace nada.
In the shadow of the government who does nothing.
No nos deja otro camino.
Leaves us no other choice.
Que asumir el poder por sí mismo.
Or path to assume power as for ourselves.
Creemos que es un desafío para todos los argentinos.
We believe it's a challenge for all the Argentinians.
Pero necesitamos integrar en este momento el movimiento.
But we need to integrate at this time into the movement.
Que hace que la Argentina se levante pidiendo justicia.
The uprising of all the Argentinians to demand justice.
Como la gran Argentina, nosotros vamos a ser un poco los integrantes y los protagonistas de este nuevo momento en Argentina.
As Argentinian citizens and members of this movement, we will be the protagonists of this new uprising in Argentina.
Elsa, can you speak to the Baun Hotel, which I know is in need of defense? It is in Buenos Aires and is part of the Recuperated Factory movement.
El Hotel Bauen es un hotel emblemático para Buenos Aires.
Yes, the Baun Hotel is an emblematic and very symbolic hotel for the Argentinian people.
Desde 2001 están llevando una lucha para poder recuperarlo.
Since 2001, there's been a very complicated process where they have been struggling to recuperate it.
Actualmente está totalmente restaurado.
Currently, it's completely restored.
Ya hace un año y medio que se ha presentado un proyecto de ley.
And a year and a half ago, a bill was proposed, a law.
Estamos en espera de que se resuelva esto.
And we're waiting for this to be resolved.
Pero sorpresivamente el mismo día que se estaban reuniendo para tratar el tema del ALCA.
But on the same day that people were meeting to deal with the issue of the free trade area of the Americas.
Mientras todos los legisladores que estaban a favor del Bauen.
While all the legislators that were in favor of this Bauen Hotel.
Se encontraban en Mar del Plata.
Went to Mar del Plata where the council was happening.
El legislador Morando.
One of the legislators, Morando.
Presentó un proyecto de ley.
Presented a law.
Para darle nuevamente el hotel al dueño anterior que lo había vaciado y lo había dejado con una deuda superior a los 5 millones de pesos.
Presented, this other legislator presented a bill to return the hotel to its previous owners who had emptied out the hotel after it had gone bankrupt and left it in a debt of $5 million.
El gobierno desconoce esta deuda y sigue tratando de devolvérsela a sus anteriores dueños.
The government does not recognize this debt and is trying to return it to its old owners.
Son más de 160 empleados que habían quedado en la calle.
Over 270 employees were left in the streets.
Hoy la han recuperado. Está el servicio de muchas naciones que vienen, digamos, a hacer legitimar sus derechos.
And now that it's recuperated and in function again, it's at the service of many nations that come and use its services.
Es un lugar asambleario en donde se encuentran diferentes movimientos.
It's also a space where many movements come and have their assemblies.
Creo que eso es lo que realmente les desespera y los intima.
And we think this is what really intimidates them.
Nosotros pedimos desde aquí que se haga justicia.
We demand now that there be justice.
La solidaridad no solamente de todos los movimientos de Argentina, sino internacionalmente.
We ask for solidarity not only throughout Argentina, but internationally. And people can get more information at what to do about the hotel, to send a letter to the president at our website at echanlospatrones.org. Spell that out?
Yeah, please.
It's echanlospatrones.org.
And that means fire the boss?
That means fire the bosses.
Okay, that's a good website. I'd like to ask Carlos to talk very briefly about some of the strategy and tactics of the unemployed movement.
Los MTD coordinan a lo largo y a lo ancho del territorio con otros MTD.
The unemployed worker movements coordinate with other unemployed worker movements throughout the country in the unemployed worker movement of our city in Ashen.
Coordina con otros movimientos autónomos.
Coordinates with other autonomous movements.
Y con los MTD de Buenos Aires, una distancia, teniendo en cuenta que la distancia de Allen a Buenos Aires es de 1.300 kilómetros.
Coordinates with another one in Solano, for example, and to give you an idea of the distance, it's 1,300 kilometers away in the capital of Buenos Aires.
Estos MTD son Solano, Guernica.
These other unemployed worker movements are Solano and Guernica.
Y otros movimientos autónomos.
And then other autonomous movements.
La creación de redes solidarias.
We create these networks of solidarity.
Es fundamental.
And it's fundamental.
Y en las asambleas de los movimientos desocupados
and in the assembly of the unemployed worker movement.
También analizamos con mucha preocupación.
We analyze with a lot of caution.
El problema de salud.
And a lot of, we look at the issue of health.
Y coordinamos en la lucha con los trabajadores de salud.
And we coordinate with healthcare workers that are in struggle.
Nos preocupa el problema de la educación.
The issue of education we also deal with.
Para que no haya arancelamiento y en defensa de la escuela pública.
So that there's free and public education.
Y coordinamos con los trabajadores de la educación que luchan.
And we coordinate with workers who are in struggle.
También con estudiantes secundarios y universitarios.
We also work with high school students and university students.
En defensa de la educación pública.
In defense of public education.
Parece importante las redes.
I think these networks are important.
Y fundamentalmente llevar una práctica social.
And fundamentally bringing a social practice.
Hablar de autonomía, pensar la autonomía de los movimientos.
Thinking about autonomy and talking about autonomy in our movements.
Y hacer posible el cambio de las relaciones sociales, constituyendo nuevas relaciones sociales.
And being able to create new social relationships in the project of social change.
También coordinamos con el movimiento de fábricas recuperadas.
We also coordinate with the movement of recuperated factories.
Siendo solidarios en la lucha.
Being in solidarity with their struggle.
Las consignas de ocupar, resistir y producir.
The slogan of occupying, resisting, and producing.
Con la de los movimientos de los piqueteros autónomos, libertad, dignidad y cambio social.
Coordinated with the slogan of the unemployed worker movements, which is freedom, dignity, and social change.
Y la solidaridad permanente.
And permanent, constant solidarity.
En defensa de la vida y contra la represión.
In defense of life and against repression.
Y decimos que si tocan a uno, tocan a todos.
And they say if one is touched, we are all touched.
Y actuamos en consecuencia con acciones directas.
And we act in consequence with direct actions.
Es muy importante en las redes nuestra extensión hacia otras naciones.
It's important in our networks that we extend them to other nations.
Es así que podemos estar gracias a los compañeros de Estados Unidos.
That's why we can be here, thanks to the support of the people in the U.S.
Pudiendo difundir nuestras experiencias de práctica social.
Can help us reach out with our social struggles.
Para compartirlas.
To share them.
Y seguir creando lazos solidarios.
And continue to create links based in solidarity.
Y desde la diversidad hacer posible el cambio social.
And through diversity we can create social change.
Well, Matt Feinstein, thank you so much for taking the time to translate and for all of your good work with the Fire the Boss movement. Carlos Alberto Barra and Elsa Montero, we have just skimmed the surface and we hope stimulated people here to support our sisters and brothers in Latin America, in Argentina in particular right now, and certainly to pick up a lot of the ideas and mechanisms for social progress and justice that they've delineated. We have a couple of factories that need to be recuperated here.
We need a whole country recuperated here.
We'd like to thank you all for being with us with the Fire the Boss movement.
Well, Starbucks wages are so low. Don't cross the picket line. Don't cross the picket line. Don't cross the picket line. Oh, go somewhere else for Joe. Don't cross the picket line. Don't cross the picket line.
No latte.
No
union.
No latte.
No union.
No latte.
No union.
No latte.
The National Labor Relations Board had charged 15 Starbucks officials with an extensive array of anti-union acts, including the discharge of two Starbucks workers for organizing activity. The multi-count complaint detailing unlawful activity at three Starbucks stores comes after an independent investigation of the world's largest coffee chain, triggered by charges from the IWW Starbucks Workers Union. To celebrate this victory and to further the campaign to organize all Starbucks workers, the Starbucks Workers Union recently picketed and demonstrated outside the Starbucks store at New York City's Union Square, urging customers to pass it by.
Don't cross the picket line. We encourage.
Hey, go somewhere else for coffee until it's union, please.
Don't cross the picket line.
What's disgusting?
Union busting.
What's outrageous?
Starbucks wages.
What's disgusting?
Union busting.
What's outrageous?
Starbucks wages.
Brothers and sisters, we're going to hear from some Starbucks workers, including workers at the store behind us. On Friday, they became the third Starbucks in the United States to go union. 25 workers from three Starbucks and supporters marched into this location and served the boss with the listed demands. Most importantly, guaranteed 30 hours per week and an end to the union busting. And when do we want that? On Friday, this store went union. On Monday, they were hit with a massive complaint from the National Labor Relations Board based on charges we filed. This company has deceived people into believing it's a decent place to work. The complaint alleges the discharge of two union workers for the sole reason of being union organizers. Sarah Bender was unlawfully terminated from the 17th Street store, and she's looking forward to getting her job back. The union was started in 2004. Since then, we've been able to win a 50-cent wage per hour increase. We got a holiday bonus last year. Now, on Wednesday, Starbucks also had a bad day. The first strike of baristas in the history of the Starbucks Coffee Company happened in Auckland, New Zealand. We've been sharing strategic information with them. Workers from three stores struck in New Zealand, and Starbucks brought in managers to scab. So what happened? Workers at 10 New Zealand Starbucks stores left their work, walked right out, and they joined the picket. This is the beginning of a link between retail workers at these big chain stores around the world, and also a link with the farmers, the manufacturers, the people that produce the products that we sell here.
Bad coffee.
Don't cross, don't cross, don't cross. The remarkable thing about this complaint is that it named 15 Starbucks officials, including senior management. Three stores are involved in the union busting. There's no a few bad apples defense for this complaint. This is a union busting company. It's really my honor now to introduce a courageous young woman named Suli Ayala. She's a 3-year veteran of this Starbucks store. She's a mother of four. She was tired of living in poverty, so she decided to join the Starbucks Workers Union, and she marched in here with us on Friday and served the boss. Let's hear it for Suli. All right.
My name is Suli. I've been a barista for 3 years. I've been working minimum 13 to 18 hours. I have four children. There are a lot of people in this store that only get 13 to 18 hours. We're not able to survive on that. We are asking for higher wages and minimum 30 hours.
Yeah!
We're also asking for internal promotions. Ever since we started the union, when we came open on Friday, now I'm getting 30 hours. It's only because we're putting pressure on them. I hope that this way we can all get hours. We definitely need them.
It's my privilege now to introduce someone who's extensively referenced in the complaint. Starbucks seems to have a fetish for intimidating and interrogating and surveilling him, sending him home for wearing a union pin. Despite it all, he's been a militant on the shop floor. He's been one of our greatest organizers. Staten Island native, Pete Montalbano!
Is Lara and Joe in the crowd? Can I get my coworkers here if they're with me?
All right,
guys. I've been working at Starbucks for a little bit over a year. Joe, Lauda, you guys want to give your name? Say how long you've been working there?
Yeah, I've been with the company of Starbucks for a year and a half. I want to say my hours did went up when I did join the union and all my other co-workers.
Here, there's Lauda.
My name's Lauda Landa. I've been working for Starbucks for 2 years, and I'm really tired of being forced to smile.
And this whole week, after the NLRB complaint came out on Friday, workers both here in Union Square and in our store at 2nd Avenue and 9th Street have been wearing their union pins, which is our federally protected right to do that. All we want to do is express ourselves. It's our First Amendment right. Starbucks likes to talk about how they're a progressive company, how they endorse our right to join a union, but then they won't even let us wear pins. And Lauder and I were both sent home just for wearing our pins and refusing to take them off.
Just because I'm a union member, I was told that I have no integrity during my merit review at Starbucks, and I wasn't giving a raise. The most raise that they've given me is 11 cents at a given time. And I'm tired of being told that I can't wear my pin, and that I can't unite with my fellow workers, and I'm tired of seeing people get screwed over, not getting paid what they deserve, people getting fired simply because they're not liked, being sent home when I need the money to pay the rent.
Yeah, I just wanted to say that I'm pretty tired of my manager, Julian Warner. Plenty of times when I was sick, I was hurt, he told me I had to find someone to cover the shift. There's plenty of times my manager told me to find and cover a shift, and I told him I'm not coming into work. I have a swollen ankle.
All right.
And not only that, we will receive better pay and better benefits. Also, the farm workers will definitely see the union as well.
Yeah, we will be recognized. We will be recognized.
Now, one of our most talented organizers, who is doing a wonderful job for us, but then was terminated on a pretext. Woman that's been in this fight, they fight her. They tried to sweep her under the rug, but she's been out here all the time, every day, every week, organizing, fighting, agitating, educating. Sarah Bender!
Who supported me when I got fired. We're going to keep fighting, and we're going to keep fighting, we're going to keep fighting. Yeah.
Rehire Sarah Bender! Rehire Sarah Bender! Rehire Sarah Bender! Brothers and sisters, we have one more speaker. One of our organizers in the store behind us. He's doing a fantastic job. He knew it was wrong. This next speaker, he didn't like the fact that no Starbucks workers have any guaranteed hours per week. He didn't like the fact that Howard Schultz, the chairman of this company, turned it into the next McDonald's. He didn't like that Howard Schultz has a $700 million nest egg. This worker didn't like the fact that Starbucks had a record quarter, 21% increase in earnings, $124 million in one quarter alone, when workers in New York and around the country and around the world are living in grinding poverty. Starbucks workers in the U.S. make $6, $7, or $8 an hour with no guaranteed hours per week. There's understaffing, which leads to repetitive strain injuries. But there's a solution to the exploitative conditions in the retail industry, and that's forming a fighting union, and that's just what this brother did. Please welcome Tomer Malky.
Tomer. This company is disgusting. What are we doing? We're standing up for our rights. We're standing up for ourselves. Want to uplift all of us together out of poverty. And in response, this company runs a disgusting anti-union campaign. Since the week that we came public, we've seen posters in the board telling us how great this company is, intimidating us, and started harassing us about our union buns, which is a new policy that's now enforced only because it's a union bun. We're telling this company that we're not going to accept any of this anti-union harassment. We're not accepting any anti-union discrimination. And we're going to fight back with all our power to make sure that our rights are protected. And since the law isn't going to protect us, we're going to do more direct action and make sure that our rights are protected.
Raise your hand if you've ever been to a Wobbly picket before. Raise your hand.
Yeah.
Well, let me tell you about Wobbly pickets. Wobbly pickets go to the outer edges of the First Amendment. We know our rights, okay? Now, our goal here is not a symbolic one. Howard Schultz and Starbucks has made this fight very personal by making it difficult to pay rent, pay utilities, and put food on the table. Therefore, what we're doing today to win our demands of 30 guaranteed hours per week and the immediate cessation of the relentless anti-union campaign is we are going to use our First Amendment rights to the fullest, and we're going to empty this shop. We're going to be loud, we're going to be vocal, and as long as we have a little passageway here that pedestrians can walk through, then we're good. This is a different kind of campaign. This isn't a business union campaign. This isn't a campaign of professional organizers. We're all volunteers here.
Yeah. Yeah. Union cause.
Scab! 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 The traditional trade union said retail workers were unorganizable, but the Wobbly said no! That's right! I want to thank all of you because this is a social movement! It's going to take a social movement to win this campaign. Please stay connected to the campaign at StarbucksUnion.org, StarbucksUnion.org, and get involved. Ready? What's disgusting?
Union busting!
What's outrageous?
Starbucks wages!
What's disgusting?
Union busting!
What's outrageous?
Starbucks wages!
Out. What's disgusting?
Union busting!
Yeah, there's an opening there, so I'm telling you that you're going to have to move out to the edge.
Want to check the text of 240-20? You want to read how if you're not obstructing pedestrian traffic? You want to read that text? Do you have the law book in your car?
I'm giving you a lawful order to move to the edge of the sidewalk. The fact that I'm giving you a lawful order.
What makes it lawful?
Go cross the picket line.
Go cross the picket line. Don't cross the picket line. I don't think George W. Bush abrogated the First Amendment yet. Don't scab. Don't scab. Nothing. They're trying to intimidate as usual. NYPD, as per usual.
They've done it before. But.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, we're defending the picket line now. That's right.
You've been listening to a rally demonstration outside the Starbucks store at New York City's Union Square by the Starbucks Workers Union, affiliated with the Industrial Workers of the World.
The union makes us strong.
It is we who grow the coffee, roast the beans, and brew the brew. And while Starbucks makes the millions, it is we who get the screw. They've been busting unions, well, since 1982. But the union makes us strong. Solidarity forever.
And this has been Building Bridges, your community and labor report, produced by Mimi Rosenberg and Ken Nash.
Forever, the union makes us strong.